I got you.
Now, is the little thing moving and, okay, count one, two, three, and all that? Yes, this is the most technically savvy place I've been in a long time. Here's enough people knows how to get it doing. If you would turn your Bible, like I said, 1 John chapter 1. And I want to begin reading in verse 5. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. I just read that last verse for the lunch lady, David. Well, it's a story. It's true. Some people may not have heard it, but and most of us have. And that somebody told David they hadn't sinned in, 17 years?
Well, that was Earl.
Well, it was Earl, excuse me. They hadn't sinned in 17 years.
In thought, word, or deed.
Yeah. His word is not in her.
Yeah, right.
Sorry. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about. What I want to talk about is God is light. This is a statement of who God is. This is not what I want God to be. This is not who I want God to be. This is not, definitely not, who the world wants God to be. And that's true in a lot of ways. This is who God is. This is the message which we have heard of him, being Jesus Christ, referenced before, and declare unto you that God is light. As far as God's concerned, it doesn't matter what anyone wants. God is. He's the one who said, I am. And he still is. Now, I got to thinking about this a little bit, that the word light infers brightness. I've got a little flashlight at home. One cell. One little battery in it. If you poke that thing and you look at it in your eye, it'll just about blind you. You will not see it. And that's just a light bulb. God is light. God is brightness, cleanness, goodness. There's nothing impure that comes out of him. It is nothing but pure light. God is light. And the way it is stated here, God is the source. God is not reflected upon. Nobody's shining a light on God. He is the light. He is not illuminated. He is illuminating. He does the shining, and from that light comes the revelation. Second Corinthians 4 and verse 6 says this, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, in the face of Jesus Christ. The light shines forth from God because he is the light. He shines in the hearts of his people to give a gift. Because every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. The light shines forth because he is the light. And the gift he gives is the gift of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So if God is shining forth and is shining forth in your heart, you're going to know Christ. And it's a gift. It's a gift to know Christ. And to know Christ is to believe Christ. Try and know him without believing him. I don't think it'll work. There's a lot of people who don't believe him and say they know him. And there's a lot of people who don't know him and it comes out that they don't know Christ. And the only thing you can assume from that is that the light hasn't shined there yet. Because they have no knowledge of the glory of God in Christ. That's the only way we can know. No man has seen God at any time. But the only begotten of the Father hath revealed him. That's where we got this message from. The word light also infers sight. You're not going to see in the dark. You're only going to see in the light. I know it sounds simple, but it is. I still remember that question Earl asks, well, where does the darkness go when the light comes on in a dark room? It's gone. Because where the light is, there is no darkness. Now here in this world, we've got shadows. There's one of those pictures I took of the wedding. But the light of God is pure, unbridled, perfect light. Now it's in imperfect beings when it shines in our hearts. And how we respond to it and how we act in our lives is imperfect. And it will be until we awaken his likeness. But there is no sight without the light. And with the light, there will be sight. Now, how do we know this? Well, this is what the apostles were taught by Jesus Christ. The first verse of this chapter says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. And I did look, Walter, and it is Logos there. He's talking about Christ. John is writing of what he had heard with his own ears from Jesus Christ. He is writing of what he saw with his own eyes of Jesus Christ. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. He's writing the things he heard. He heard the word of Christ from the very mouth of Christ. And he heard him with his very own ears. He saw Christ and he saw the miracles he did. And he saw the life he lived while he was with him. These things they declare unto us. John declares unto us for fellowship's sake. We have a fellowship with the apostles of Christ through the words of John. However, truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son. Our fellowship here that we have is true and it's real. And we are family. It's still kind of an odd thing to think about, but it's a wonderful thing to feel. Where you are with people who are like-minded in the truth of Jesus Christ, it's a wonderful thing. Because I've been in places where it wasn't so. And it didn't fit. And it didn't work out, Walter. And there was just something wrong. And I remember sitting in a pew, and actually, this is at a place where they gave invitations. And Walter, I got to feeling that some days there was an invitation almost directly thrown at me. And for some reason, I just could not get out of my seat for it. And it's not because I'm shy. And I don't know why other than the grace of God. It wouldn't have meant nothing one way or the other, to be honest. But for some reason, by their rules, I did not join that church. And I still remember one day at Mabscott, I was supposed to be somewhere else. And they had changed the dates, and I wasn't there. So I came to Mabscott Church. And I come up the back way and up around on the dais there, you know, the stage. And Earl was already up front, and I come around the corner, and he saw me, and he said, "Joe, what are you doing here?" And I looked at him, I said, I hope you know that I'm a member in good standing of this assembly. And he just laughed. This is the only group of people I've ever felt that way about. And that's real. I like being here. And I like being around you people. I like this assembly. I can't say that about a lot of people. But it's because of the fellowship that we have with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. I believe we know the same Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is my God. And He is important to me. He is all to me. And I believe that you know Jesus Christ. Because the light has shined in your hearts and gave forth the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because God is light. This is the message. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light. John does a lot of those. This is. This is one of them. This then is. God is light. Now the other thing I think of when I think of God as light is I think of men hate God. Now this ain't part of the joyful part, but it's part of where we're living. And people always look at you when you say men hate God or man hates God or people hate God. Nobody hates God. Nobody hates their own God. But they'll hate the God of the Bible. Because God is light. Christ said it himself. Men hate the light.
Yeah.
And he said that to John. And John wrote, God is light. John wrote, men hate light. Sort of like it all comes full circle, Mason. How can you say men hate God? Well, that's elementary, my dear Watson. Since God is light and men hate light, men hate God. And not only that, they love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. And no matter how much they want to convince themselves sometimes that their deeds are good, there's a little bit in there that they know they ain't what they're supposed to be. They ain't what they're supposed to be. And I'll tell you what, that's why they get so mad when you talk to them about the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because they hate it. Because if that's true, everything they've stood for is wrong. Oops. Yeah, it is. I came to that realization 20-some years ago. I was 23 years old. Come to the realization that I was worth nothing, absolutely nothing, in the sight of God. I didn't know it then, but I think the light had shined into my heart at that time. Because I'd never cared about it before. I was happy. John wrote this, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. And the verse before that he wrote, he that believeth not is condemned already.
Yeah.
I've been there. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Light came into the world. Man tried to kill it. Several times. Men hate the light because the light reveals the deeds of men. The light reveals the works of men. But in God, who is light, there is no darkness. And I like that at the back. At all. God is light. In him is no darkness. And just because, if just as stubborn as we are as human beings, at all. There's no darkness in God at all. I like that. At all. Now there is darkness. Darkness is real. And men love it. But there's none in God. There's none in the light. There is no darkness. John again. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness and the light are complete opposites. There's no evil in the light, and there's no light in the darkness. There's no darkness in the light, and there's no light in the darkness. Darkness is real, and it surrounds us. It's in our family members. It's in our friends. It's in the world. It's in churches and it's on TV. It's on the radio and it's in the newspaper. But there's no darkness in God at all. That gives me hope. That the light he has given me, even though it's in me, and I am still in the flesh, that gift is perfect. That light is still light, even though it's in me, and there's darkness in me. Even though when I would do good, evil is present, there's times I would do good. I never had that before. Half the time I don't know what good is. Well, that's better than before. Before I didn't know at all. Sometimes I'm not sure what's flesh and what's spirit. Before I never questioned. Never cared. Never worried about it. Never even thought about it. Because before, I loved darkness rather than light. And I didn't talk to religious people because they irritated me. Well, I've gotten payback for that, I guess, because I've irritated some people myself. But it's the truth. The darkness in real is real, and the darkness has no light in it. But believers are translated. Well, here. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet. Made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. That's Colossians 1 and verse 12. He has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. In Colossians 1 and verse 13, the next verse says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I have an inheritance with the saints in light. I am a saint by the Bible definition. Not by the definition of the Catholic Church. But I don't worry about them anymore. I am a saint. I am a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Because God hath translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. I have been translated into the light. The saints are now in light. The inheritance of the saints in light. Now, I don't know how some people think about it. Because I used to have some weird ideas about saints. But that's, you know, in the past. And saints were good people. You know? Like them folks in the Bible. Saints were good people. They did good things. You start reading the Bible, and you'll find out saints had feet of clay, just like everybody else. Well, just how God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Holy Spirit is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man hadn't changed either. Not since Adam. When Adam fell, that was a change. That was a change for the bad. And since then, man has been born dead in trespasses and in sins. Just like every saint in this book. Just like me. But God, who is the light, has translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. Of those saints that have passed are in the light. They were in the light when they were here.
Right. When they were here.
I'm in the light. And you're in the light if you know Jesus Christ. Because if you know Christ, it's because God, who is light, has shined in your hearts. and gave you the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Translated into the kingdom of his dear Son puts us into the light. Now he had to make us meet because we weren't. There's a hymn that says, "And fit us for heaven to live with you there." Because we have to be changed. Walter went on that for a while. We're in the light, but we're still going to be changed. John 12 and verse 46 says, "I am come," this is the words of Christ, "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." That's a promise from Jesus Christ. And that's a promise he's fulfilled in the past. That's a promise he's fulfilled now. And it's a promise he'll fulfill to the future. If you believe on him, you shall not abide in darkness. And I looked, and by definition it says, we're different translations of the same word, says you don't tarry in darkness. You're not remaining in darkness. You're not dwelling in darkness. You're not continuing in darkness. And if you believe Christ, you're not living in darkness. And it is because of God the Father and his only begotten Son that believers have been delivered from the darkness into his marvelous light. And it's because of Christ that we have fellowship with each other, and more importantly, with the Father and with the Son. Because those in light owe everything to him who is the light. God is light. Jesus Christ said, "I am the light." Any minute. And I thank God for the light. Yeah. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again to be here in this place and this time. And Lord, thank you for our light. Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, our God, who came and gave himself for us to save us from our sins. Thank you, Lord. In his name we pray.